Hi, this is Chris Wink, and with me, Sue Killam of Mass Mocha and Jody Joseph. Sue, you're the Director of Performing Arts.
That's right.
And Jody is the Communications Director. So you guys have just announced a lot of things, like a whole long list of things. So where should we start? First of all, you guys are celebrating your 20th anniversary. Your 20th birthday is Memorial Day weekend?
That kicks us off on May 25th, just a day of wall-to-wall activity at Mass Mocha in downtown North Adams, Massachusetts. So we start the day with a benefit concert performed by Annie Lennox, who is with us because she also has a visual arts exhibition in the Mass Mocha galleries. She's here to celebrate that work and offered to give us a benefit concert to open the show. So we do that at 4 o'clock, move right into the opening reception for Annie's exhibition, as well as three others that we will showcase that day. Then we'll move out to our front courtyard, keep the party going, food trucks, live music, fun versions of your favorite lawn games, and we will cap the night in our outdoor concert space with, I think, a favorite for you and your listeners, Tank and the Bangas. So lots of activity, May 25th.
Wow. And that's just that one event.
That's a day. One day.
But the email you sent me is at least 5 pages long that has all the stuff that you're doing this summer. Sue, what could you tell me about some of the other stuff that's happening?
We have so many great music events coming up this summer. June 15, we have Bombino, which is a really just fun, amazing guitarist who some people say the greatest living blues guitarist right now. His music is so fun, danceable. That is also coinciding with the opening of our Kid Space exhibition, Still I Rise. So it's another full day at Mass Mocha. We also announced the Pretenders are coming on July 26th, which is pretty amazing.
That is amazing, yeah.
And, you know, we are thrilled to have her and the Pretenders perform at Mass Mocha, and I just can't wait for that night.
And that's one of the outdoor events this summer, right?
That's right.
You got Solid Sound and Fresh Grass as well.
Yeah, we have Solid Sound Festival in June, end of June, and Fresh Grass in September. Both of them with really, I think, exciting lineups this year. Courtney Barnett's coming to Solid Sound. The Feelies are coming to Solid Sound. Obviously, Wilco's coming to Solid Sound several times.
Possible Germany. Like Japan, wherever you go, wherever you land, say what this means to me. I'll do what I can. Impossible Germany.
And John Hodgman is doing his comedy cabaret again. We have Friday and Sunday tickets available. The 3-day passes are currently sold out.
Sold out!
Yeah.
Which is an exciting news. And then flash forward to Fresh Grass in September. Again, another, I just think the lineup has really come together. We have Green Sky Bluegrass. We have Mavis Staples. We have Iron and Wine and Calexico, as well as Andrew Bird and Steep Canyon Rangers. So it's really so deep and awesome.
And the thing I love about the Iron and Wine and Calexico, they're playing together because they've got a new album together mm-hmm. coming out in June.
That's right.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. And it's just
First time like in 15 years they've gotten back together to do this.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And so I think it'll just be, you know, an amazing festival. There are still tickets available for that.
For now,
until they're not. That's right.
Yeah. So I don't mean to interrupt you, but you have so much here that I want to make sure we get to, because you have not only these great, big, huge things that are happening, but you've got other great shows. Caroline Rose, Adia Victoria, Maggie Rogers, John Simon's going going to be on
yeah.
site? What's he going to be doing? He's one of the greatest producers in the world, and he's like a cool guy.
He's a super cool guy and has touched like legendary records his whole career. He has a new book out, so he'll be telling stories as well as playing some songs. So it'll be a lovely night of sort of rock and roll history and memories, and he'll tell some stories, but he'll also sing a few songs with us.
Yes.
And I think that is, if you're a rock aficionado, you definitely don't want to miss that event.
I guess my question, Sue, and Jody, you can probably chime in too on this, is how do you decide what to pick? I mean, you've got like this crazy array of stuff. How do you decide what you're going to bring to town?
Obviously, Chris, we just do everything that comes to
us. Don't know
sometimes
about that.
That is how it happens. Sometimes we get great people who want to play at Mass MoCA or return to Mass MoCA, or they heard somebody else play it at Mass MoCA. And so literally sometimes that is, we get a call and we say yes to the call. And then, you know, we try to make sure that there's diverse offerings for different aesthetics and fitting in with what else is going on at the museum. We have a great team of curators in New York. They also round out everything that sort of comes together. And some of it, you know, is we do try to connect to the galleries, like the Laurie Anderson is in residency working on a new piece, but then is going to present the Lou Reed drone experience that she's been doing, which is literally where they take Lou Reed's guitars and set them up next to amplifiers and tune the feedback. And it's this listening experience, installation, atmospheric wash, and she'll be there for that. We just, you know, respond to what our artists are looking to do.
And so you could come to the museum to see that Laurie Lou drone-based work, but you can also go into our galleries and where Laurie has a video installation, two virtual reality installations, and other sort of art projects and installations that she's made. So you can come and spend a day kind of in the world of Laurie Anderson. And similarly, we are informed by our artists quite a bit. We have an exhibition in our largest gallery space right now with an artist, a Houston-based artist, Trenton Doyle Hancock. It looks like Candyland and a toy store like exploded in the gallery. It's amazing. It's bright and big and colorful. And Trenton has turned us on to a ton of great music. And this summer, Flying Lotus will be here to close out the summer, August 31st. That's a connection that we made with Trenton through Trenton. So that's another way.
Sue Killam, Director of Performing Arts, and Jody Joseph, the Director of Communications from Mass MoCA. MassMoCA.org is where you go, because we're talking about a lot of stuff that's happening. And I'm sure if we haven't mentioned something that interests you, there probably is something that will interest you when you go and see the list of what's happening this summer there.
We do a residency with Bang & McCann, and they, for example, take over the galleries in the summer. They do daily gallery recitals during the weekdays at 1:30 and 4:30, and then culminate in a three-day festival called Loud Weekend, where Sun Ra Orchestra will be there and all of their fellows and faculty. The 1931 version of Dracula and to the soundtrack by Philip Glass will be performed. They sort of come for 3 weeks and see what's in the galleries and then choose their music to hopefully kind of complement or to add to the visual that's around them.
Cool. And which weekend is that, the Loud Weekend?
The Loud Weekend is August 2, 3, and 4.
Wow. 3 days, 30 concerts.
30 concerts in 3 days.
Right.
Wow.
That's how we do it.
That's how you do
in
it.
In North Adams.
I'm very tired right now just thinking about it. Again, Sue Killam and Jody Joseph of Mass MoCA, massmoca.org. Happy birthday, 20th birthday. 20 years, really?
20 years.
How did that happen? That's fast.
In the blink of an eye.
It did.
We talk about Mass MoCA time and thinking about 20 years. It's like, it's impossible. It's just gone by. It's such a fun, exciting, like fast-paced place to be, work, live, visit, come eat, spend the day. There's a barbecue restaurant on site. There's a brewery on site.
Right. Well, you say fast paced, and it probably is for you guys, but I know when folks go there, they don't feel rushed. They feel like it's like a nice place to be.
So the campus that Mass MoCA inhabits is a former factory complex, and all of that industrial architecture of the late 1800s is still very much intact. So you walk into Mass MoCA, and if you've never been, please come. We are so desirous of new people, because it's not just artists who inform us, but it's visitors, and it's a museum that you go to, and you can walk in, and you really feel like you belong there, because hundreds and thousands of people came to work every day in these buildings, touched the products, or like their lives were affected by the products that were manufactured in these buildings. And there's an intense humanity that you feel in these noble spaces that we inhabit and now fill with art and music and performance that is a cultural experience unlike any I've ever, taken part in, across my life of being a cultural consumer.
It's a beautiful space. The whole thing is beautiful. And you're going to fill it with beautiful music, too. Let's remind folks, massmocha.org, so you can find out all about all this. Jody Joseph, Sue Killam of Mass MoCA, thank you guys for coming by and telling us about this exciting summer.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. It's been great.